Bound and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Yes, indeed. Hi, welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's good to be back. Yes, as you know, yesterday was a holiday here in the Philippines. It was actually Election Day, and even though I couldn't vote, I decided to take the day off too. Anyways, we're back. It is May 10th, 2016, getting you caught up in all the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours and a little bit over the weekend too. In around 5, maybe 6 minutes today, we'll see. So, are you relying on PayPal for crowdfunding? You may not want to do that in the future. PayPal says they're not going to be very friendly when it comes to crowdfunding anymore. They are going to be dropping the purchase protection for crowdfunding projects, starting on June 25th. So, yes, next month. So, basically, what this means to you is that, say you decide that, hey, you know, that levitating beer cooler? You decide to chip in on that, and then it turns out it doesn't really exist. PayPal isn't going to help you get your money back. Of course, when reaching out to PayPal, when asking for its official reasoning why they're going to stop this, they simply said they wanted to keep costs down. We've been hearing for a while now that Spotify is going to be getting into its video realm, and that looks to be coming true very soon by making 12 original shows for its platform. Now, yeah, they have been showcasing video around the web, but this is the first time the company has actually produced original content. Now, I know, you're thinking, all right, original content, Netflix style, right? No. Think more YouTube low-budget Red style. One thing's for sure, though, all the shows are going to center around, you guessed it, music. In fact, one show will be called Landmark. It's actually a documentary series about important moments in music history. All of that in 15 minutes, really? Staying in the realm of music, we've got a little bit of a leakage coming out from iTunes. A significant change, actually, to the iTunes user interface. Now, in the leaked screenshots, it's revealed a new persistent sidebar, got simpler menus on the thing, and a revamped mini player, if you actually still use it. Under that, when you look at the thing at first glance, it didn't look much different than it does now. But there's also going to be a drop-down menu that lets users switch between music, movies, TV shows, audiobooks, and other content. Unlike the thing that we have right now, which kind of got confusing. What we can't tell from the leaked screenshots, if we still got all that lovely iTunes bloatware. Chances are, yeah, it's probably more bloated now than ever. Linux Mint users, you might want to listen up to this, particularly if multimedia is your thing. Linux Mint 18 will no longer provide a separate codec free installation media for OEM and magazines distributions. That's right, the distribution will now ship without any multimedia support, meaning it's going to ask you, hey, give me the codecs. The reason why for the Linux Mint community doing this is it will reduce their release cycle to 4 separate events and the production of testing of 12 ISO images. Don't worry, however, though, it will be easy to install the things. Hit the sound and video, install the multimedia codecs, and you're off and running. That is, if you have a successful installation. And finally, you know, it is 2016 now, and I don't know about you, but I'm kind of ticked off there ain't any flying cars. I mean, come on, the Jetsons basically lied to us. But we may not be living a lie for much longer, because a company has developed a vertical takeoff plane called the Lilium, and the thing can actually fly at 250 miles an hour. Wow, that's pretty quick. Another cool thing about it, it doesn't require any fuel whatsoever. It's all battery powered. Now, the Lilium has wings and flies just like a regular plane, but it takes off like a helicopter. Now, of course, this thing is only concept right now, but it does have the backing of the European Space Agency, or ESA for short. In fact, the Technical University of Munich actually plans for manned tests next year. So, yeah, it's coming up pretty soon. In fact, the inventors have actually already flown a half-scale prototype and plan to build the full-scale model by this summer. Be forewarned, however, though, even though with ESA's backing, yeah, it's still got a lot of red tape to jump through. Come on, let's get this thing off the ground. I'm ready to go down my neighborhood. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is the website for all the BTN content. I suggest you get on over there and check everything out. Also, don't forget to follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. You can follow me too on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And get hanging out on our BTN community over at our Slack room, BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be returning again tomorrow for your hump day installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday. And thank you very much for listening.